Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal? Weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, welcome to episode 276. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
It's hot in the city. Hot in the city tonight.
I've heard that
yes.
song.
Yeah, we have. Very, very warm, and I came out of my hole.
Yes, Nate started the day in a hole.
Drove the work truck right into a hole.
We saw the pictures, right?
It was fabulous.
What a way to start the day, right?
Yeah. Like, well, I know what my first job of the day is going to be. Getting my truck out of the hole.
Please.
I just can picture you at that safety meeting. First thing in the morning, like, I got a question.
I did.
Why is there not a safety barrier around that hole?
That is kind of astounding.
Are we changing rules? Are we not putting barrier around open holes? No, we are. Well, my truck's in one.
So apparently you're not doing them all.
See, that's the kind of stuff I know, or Todd and I both, especially me, gets into, you know, Nate, help us. You know? You did not call either one of us to come up there and help you out of a hole.
Well, I got her out.
you had people, right?
Yeah.
You got guys.
I know some people.
You know some people. That's right. So you guys having, other than that, having a good week?
I can't complain. It's hot. I mean, hot. But I'm not. Oh my gosh,
it's
I can't
July
complain,
1st, man.
I've been love in a it. Couple hot rooms, hot houses, but most of the time people have air conditioning on, and I'm just shifting back and forth.
Yeah,
it is like in the morning's not terrible, but by the afternoon it's take your breath away kind of hot. You know, so I know it can get hotter, but it's pretty warm.
I think it cools back down next week.
Somebody said
back in the 80s.
It's like I stuck my head out and Satan farted in my face. Yeah, I was like, yeah,
wow.
I can see that. I thought
quite the description.
It was one I didn't send to you guys.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's July 1st as of this recording.
Is.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Happy Canada Day, right? Did you know that was a thing? Gazoo Ka told me that, and I was like, oh, happy Canada Day. And I was like,
that.
I don't know what that means, but we love our neighbors to the north.
Yeah. We got a few friends up there, right?
Yeah.
By the time this drops, it'll be well past it, but
yeah,
we love our Canadian friends.
All four of them. Five. Yeah. Other than that, yeah, it's been a good week. It's already recording night, so that's always a plus.
Absolutely. Got your, what do they call it, the root, whatever.
Around 44 Cherry Coke. Yeah, I hadn't had it in a while.
But you said Sonic was backed up, though.
Whoa, they were busy. Mm-hmm. They probably had about 8 cars in the drive-thru and about 5 or 6 in the pulling
slips,
sidelines or whatever the side.
Everybody was had a hankering for Sonic, or maybe somebody called in.
They were so busy. So like I pushed the red button and it says like, okay, red button activated. We'll be right with you. Yeah. Sat there and sat there and sat there. And I waited so long. It went back to the main screen.
Oh,
again.
No, like,
nobody came. I was like, hit it again. I'm like, waited about 2 more minutes. She's like, yes, can I help you? She's like, are you in the drive-thru? I go, no, I'm at stall 12. She's like, oh, okay. What can I get you? I said, all I want is a Route 44 Cherry Coke. That's it. Okay, we'll be right out there. So it was busy.
They was busy.
And then I was listening to our podcast. Or the haunted movie one.
Oh, yeah.
It just popped up in the queue. So I was like, oh, I'll listen to it.
I shouldn't put you on the spot.
And the guy scared me. I had no idea he was coming up to me. And he just like stuck the cup right up
hey,
to
what
my
you
window. I go, whoa, hey.
What you listening to?
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Did you like the graphic? Because that's the first time I've used AI, like create me this.
I didn't even pay attention.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's all right.
And I even posted on Instagram.
I liked it.
TikTok.
But
let me see.
I'm not sure if I'm going to do it again, but I might. But I was going to see what you guys thought of it. But. Mm.
Yeah, so that was the new.
I can't remember even which AI I used, but it was like,
okay, let's
create me a. I forget even what I put in the description, but
yeah. Okay, I mean, I looked at it, I just assumed it was
It's something I found. I normally find
The way you do it. So I don't see anything different.
I just grab it from other people and just like, oh, that looks like a good picture. But I'm like, I told Jenna, I said, you know, I'm going to try this. And she said, I think that's a good, she liked it. We were actually,
I don't know what
Nibiru. I had it. Which one was it? Gemini.
Google, but what's the, Google, what Gemini, I'm asking, what's the difference? Yeah, I don't see Gemini. Difference between.
Oh, no, not that one. I'm sorry, for the episode tonight is the whatever's on Audio Boom.
Okay. I see it now.
Yeah.
It is. It looks good.
It's a piece
of good job.
Magnificent art, isn't it?
You did a good job.
Credited by not me.
It does look good. It looks. You can tell there's a difference in the AI. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Well, me and AI. Good job out of you. We put some hard work into it, me and AI.
You and AI. You and AI.
AI.
Well, good job. That's.
I don't hear that very often.
Was that the first one that you tried?
I don't. I cannot remember another one I've tried. Okay. I think that's. I want to say yes.
Okay.
And it's something that I've been thinking about doing, and I just never do it. And then so we were sitting there at the restaurant. It was at Nye, actually, and I was like, "I'm gonna try this." And so Jenna, I've had her look at a couple of them, and she liked that one a lot. And so I was like, "I'm gonna try this one." So.
All right, my life.
Nice.
I approve.
Make her a part of the podcast. I want her to feel. feel like she's part
in
of
some
it.
Way.
Something.
All right. Well, we're having a good week, and I hope the creepies are having a good week whenever they listen to this episode. It is time for the dad joke of the show.
Lay it on me.
Are you ready, Nate? Are you ready, Sean?
I'm ready.
Lance isn't really a common name these days, but in medieval times, they were called Lance a lot.
Sir.
That's good.
Yeah. I like it.
With the knights.
Sir,
that's Lancelot. That's good. That's Lancelot, Nate. And that is the dad joke of the show. And you are welcome, as always. So I like that one. Lancelot.
We do appreciate it. We appreciate the chuckles.
Yeah.
The giggles.
The chiggles and the
guggles. Giggles and the gaggles and the googles. And the
All right. Mm-hmm. I hope the creepies love that. Moving on. Sean, do you have first announcements?
I do. We come here every week for the guy time, the paranormal, the creepy, and the fun. But the most important thing that we do is to continue to build a mental health community. We want you to get help out there. So call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Muy importante.
Yeah.
Bueno.
I had
That's all I know.
I had my second therapy session yesterday. And I was telling her, she knows about the podcast.
Of course.
Surprise, right?
It comes up in conversation.
And she was very excited that we incorporate mental health awareness in our podcast. Mm-hmm. And she mentioned two or three times that was awesome. And I was like, she's like, thanks for doing that. Like, she actually, you know, was appreciative. I said, well, it's needed, and it's, you know, somebody out there might help them. I don't know. Yeah. Might encourage them. And like she said, and she's like, well, for you guys, for you, you know, for a podcast, it's all men to be, you know, willing to do that. She's like, hopefully it shows other men that they can get help, that they don't have to hold it all in and think they can take it on, because it's going to get them, you know, if they don't. So
yeah.
I was like, that's what we try to do. Or whoever it is. So, yeah. So get your help. Reach out.
It's just like driving your truck and then ending up in a hole real quick. Just sneaks up on
takes
you.
Takes a village to get Nate out, right?
Yep.
I mean, whoever you're talking about.
Don't, you got to get yourself out of the hole.
I need some therapy. My ego's hurt.
Did you say any cuss words when you...
maybe.
Shoot. Shucky darn.
Yeah,
maybe. A few choice ones.
It's your truck, but it's not your truck, right? I mean, it's their truck, right?
Well, yeah, and it's that's a utility truck, yeah.
But still, you have to drive it.
It's my truck.
Yeah,
that's right.
It transports him.
If it gets wrecked, I don't have a truck.
I don't have a truck.
But anyway, go get some help.
Yeah.
Utilize the professional numbers and the group or friends, family, whatever the severity it is, you know.
Don't live on an island is what we say.
Starts with a phone call or a text.
Yep.
And we like to say that to make sure that if you're not with the right person right away, a doctor, you know, or a counselor, get with somebody that you will find somebody that you click with.
I told my therapist that too. I said, we've been hitting that hard the last four or five episodes about don't stop. Like if you don't jive with the person, don't quit.
Was that to
try the next person?
So it wasn't so uncomfortable, and you're like, I don't like talking to you anymore. I'm going to go with somebody else.
I said, by the way,
so facto.
No, I love mine. Yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
No, I love her. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what we want. Our creepies to be healthy. So.
What if she ever? If you show up and she's got a middle aged creeped out shirt on, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
What would I do?
You're like, are you a creep?
I'd be like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Check this jock strap out.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Just took that a little too far.
You're not saying for her. You're saying for me. Okay. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. That's even. I don't think there's anything good about that.
Just got weird.
I don't think there's anything good about that scenario. Yeah, I think it'd be pretty awesome if she did have a middle aged creeped out sweatshirt or a t-shirt. So.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we love our creepy. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Please get some help if you need it. No special announcements. I know Nate likes to say Halloween's coming up. It's
right around the corner. That's right.
I guess.
It's only so many. What was it? There was a video that said 10 more Sundays or something until the burr months. You know, like, oh, that sounds like forever away. But then again, it doesn't.
So. Mm-hmm.
I saw on Facebook. No, where did I see it? It said, I really don't know where I saw it. But anyway, it said first day of school for Avon. July 30th. Hmm. I was like, we just started.
Yeah.
Summer break, man.
Plainfield is August 5th.
I think they go, they stop sooner.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it's, I
think it all evens out.
But anyway, so I'm like, that's weird to think. I was like, today's the first.
I remember going through school and like summer felt like forever.
Oh, we had like over 100 days. It'd be like September 10th.
It was long enough that I didn't remember what I learned the year before.
Yeah, right.
Well, no. You guys learned this last year. Did we?
I mean, back in my day, July 1st, I'm like, summer just started.
Yeah.
Summer break just started because I had all of July, all of August, and then about the first week in September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Memorial Day.
Not like that anymore.
Labor Day, yeah.
Nope. Right. Well, that is it for special announcements, which was nothing. Sean.
Yes.
What are we talking about for this episode?
This is my pick, and it is on the screaming woods of Pluckley, England. And if interested, please check out the show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Pluckley. It's an interesting name.
It could get you in some trouble.
I want to say Puckley, but Pluckley.
It could get you in some trouble if you're not careful, but Pluckley, yes. Nate, don't you get any ideas throughout this episode?
Oh, boy, he was jumping on you real quick.
Yeah, I did. Right?
What did I do?
I'm just thinking, he's like, he's already thinking about that's a wrap.
Yeah. Do you have a foundation?
I do. The Screaming Woods, formerly known as Daring Woods, not as fun, right?
Yeah.
Is a dense forest located in Kent, England, between the villages of Pluckley and Smarden. That sounds made up too.
Not Dummond, but Smarden.
It's Smarden, yeah. Is widely reputed to be one of the most haunted locations in England, UK, right? With its nickname derived from the persistent reports of blood-curdling screams and wails echoing through... That's another part of it, right? Wails. Wails echoing through the trees at night. So, I don't even remember... I don't think anybody brought this up to me. I don't remember having a conversation or any messages. I can't give anybody credit. I think it was just one of those things I saw and I'm like, this looks interesting. It's like one of those
I've never heard of it.
Like, show me any kind of cool woods, you know. But yeah, or I listened to a podcast maybe that had it. But
yeah, I've never heard of it until
Pluckley village itself is said to house 12 to 14 ghosts.
That's awesome.
Right up our alley.
How do you figure out something like that?
So there's another episode here.
A lot of ghosts.
12 to 14, huh?
Ghost,
so let's just
tiny,
go with 13.
Mediums.
13 ghosts.
We're going, yeah.
Ooh.
It's a movie, right?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I say we go. We'll visit our buddy Tommy, whose birthday was today.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he can take us to the screaming woods.
These woods really do scream. No, it's just Sean.
Oh, sounds like a girl. That's Sean. He's scared.
Yeah.
It says the supernatural sounds are traditionally attributed to the spirits of people who became lost and perished in the woods over the centuries, as well as specific entities like a suicidal 18th century army colonel and a beheaded highwayman. That's my favorite one, of course.
Wow.
Pinned to a tree by villagers. Mm. The woods' eerie reputation is closely tied to Pluckley, which holds a Guinness World Record as the most haunted village in England. Creating a concentrated area of paranormal folklore that attracts ghost hunters and tourists year-round.
Wow.
And we've never heard of it. How's
that
possible?
The guy you just mentioned, the highwayman that was pinned to a tree,
mm-hmm.
he also got beheaded.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Don't lose your head over it.
That's the ghost of the suicidal army colonel of the 1700s dangles from a tree.
Mm.
Some people have seen him marching through the woods.
Oh,
nice.
So either he's dangling or he's marching.
One or the other.
This says many from the nearby villages swear to have seen black shadows following them while they were traveling across the forest. Mm. The wood is also famous for presenting one of the oldest Neolithic sites in the world.
Wow.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, dark shadows, huh? Dark shadows in the woods.
Jolly old England, right?
Sounds fun.
Spooky old England.
Sounds fun. Yeah. This is pretty crazy. I mean, it is very creepy.
Yeah, this would be disturbing. It says that there have also been many reports of footsteps in the woods. So you're like hiking through the woods and then you're hearing.
And then you stop.
you're still hearing footsteps. Uh-oh. Who's out there?
No doubt.
It says that some people think that there's reasons behind the sounds. It says, while local lore and ghost stories dominate the area's identity, skeptics and investigators suggest that the screams may be explained by natural phenomena such as wind through the trees, animal calls like foxes or deer, which we've talked about. Foxes can be really unnerving.
They are.
And they are. That's true. I've heard them too. Which it's a condition called pareidolia, the human tendency to perceive patterns in random noise. Additionally, some famous urban myths associated with woods, such as the 1948 massacre or the 1998 disturbance of four students, have been debunked as hoaxes or misattributed events, which I don't buy that for a second. These are all true.
Always takes a skeptic to ruin it.
Always. No. I don't like that.
So you mentioned about the massacre. So they call it the Deering Wood Massacre. Mm-hmm. The woodland has been the center of attention for this phenomena for many years. On the morning of November 1st, 1948, 20 people from the Maltmans area were found dead, 11 whom were children. The bodies were forming a massive pile of human flesh, and they did not present any wound. Many reported seeing strange lights coming from the forest on the night of Halloween when the massacre took place. The autopsies could not determine the cause of death, and after a few weeks, the local authorities quickly ended the investigation, stating that the cause was carbon monoxide poisoning.
Ugh.
This behavior raised questions about a possible involvement of the police in the matter at the time.
Well, it says 11 of those were children, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it said there had been many reports of strange lights coming from the forest on the night of Halloween when the massacre took place. Yeah, and autopsies couldn't determine or wouldn't determine cause of death, right?
Ugh. Yeah.
That's sad.
It is sad. It's a lot of, 20 people. A lot of loss of life. Yeah, this is like I said, I'd never heard of these woods until you sent me the topic. And when I started looking into it, I'm like, whoa, it's got a lot.
This is in 1964, private investigator Robert Collins conducted an in-depth witness interviews designed to uncover hints about there being an alleged activity of an unknown religious cult in the village of Smarten. His research stopped after he died in a tragic car accident the following year. So somebody maybe didn't want him to look any further.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was just a twist of fate, but ugh. That sucks.
Nate,
mm-hmm.
You're not going to guess what kind of lady there might be in them their woods.
Lady in red.
And white.
And white. Or screaming lady.
But you're right. It says, churches and cemeteries are known to attract spirits. The Church of St. Nicholas has a few. Like the ghost of the White Lady, white ladies can be found all over the world, and Pluckley has one. In the church's crypt rests Lady Deering. She was very young when she died and very beautiful. Her husband wanted her to keep her beauty for as long as possible, so she was buried in a three-layered lead coffin to slow the decomposing process. She must really dislike the box, for knocking sounds are heard in the crypt. She also makes the lights flicker in the church when no one is around.
Hmm.
And then there's the Red Lady. The Red Lady has been seen wandering around the cemetery. Her stillborn baby is also laid to rest here, but because it was buried without a headstone, she's not able to find the grave. She searches the cemetery while crying in a heartbreaking way. Near the church is a small house called Greystones. It used to belong to a monk. After his death, he remained there, and his spirit is often seen. So, there you go. Lady in White, Lady in Red.
Hmm. So, that's half right.
Yeah.
Half white?
Hey, half white.
Half white. Goodness sake.
Yeah.
This is, people have seen ghosts Craziness. In the village as well as the woods. The woods are originally called Daring Woods, named after the village's most important residents, the Daring family. But through the years, the woods have become known as the Screaming Woods, for the people of Pluckley would hear screams coming from the woods at night. They claim it's from people who got lost there through the centuries. A long time ago, a man who dug clay pits for the brick factory got buried under a large pile of clay. He was buried alive in his own freshly dug pit. His blood-curdling, terrifying screams can still be heard to this day. And then it said, this was a weird one, the woods are also the stage of a brutal murder of a robber. He was probably killed by other criminals while fleeing into the woods on his horse. When he saw a hollow tree trunk, he hid in there, hoping his horse would return home, as horses normally do. But his horse stayed loyal to his owner and grazed near the trunk where his owner was hiding. He was discovered easily, and he didn't stand a chance when one of his attackers pushed the blade into the tree. Ooh. His spirit is often seen in the woods.
Ooh. Hmm. So the horse gave him up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, Dad, where are we going
to
go?
What a time to have a loyal horse.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
I watched a Western the other night with Nicolas Cage called The Old Way. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's pretty good. But like two or three scenes, their, you know, guys got knocked off their horses or shot, and their horses took off. You know, they didn't stay.
Right,
this poor guy. Bye. Yeah, they just took off. This poor guy, he's like, go, shoot. Oh, man, that would suck. I'm telling you what, these woods have a lot of tragedies. I mean, a lot of different things.
Yep.
This is terrible to say, but I'm impressed with the number of,
right?
I mean, terrible stuff, but I'm just saying that I'm impressed with the number of stories.
Let's talk about those two. There's two documented suicides in Pluckley, or unfortunate souls still linger there. First suicide is that of the colonel. His hanging body was discovered in the former park wood. The trees no longer stand there, but the colonel is seen here very often. He walks around wearing his full armor, but no one knows to which order he belonged or which rank he had. People call him the colonel out of respect. He doesn't do any harm. He just walks there. In the old Rose Courthouse, a lady ghost appears often between 4 and 5 p.m. She'll call out to her two little dogs. The woman was probably the mistress of one of the daring men. She might have been fed up with the love triangle and drank pure poison. This probably occurred somewhere between 4 and 5 p.m. This is also, she is also seen in the garden of the mansion. Sorry, it was written kind of weird.
Hmm. On days with fog shrouds, the dense woodland, voices and whispers have also been subjected to anyone within earshot. So that would be freaky.
With the fog and the mist, yeah.
Uh-huh.
The whole environment would just be a little much. Yeah. Even if you like hadn't heard anything yet, just walking through the woods with fog or mist, that's creepy in itself. Yeah, and just like the anticipation of like, okay, what what could happen? Yeah. It's really, I mean, I'd love to go to England, and this would be definitely a place to go check out. Pluckley wouldn't be an English village if it did not have some pubs and inns, right? And yes, they are haunted. The Black Horse Inn has a poltergeist who likes to make things like clothes and watches disappear. If the belongings are long forgotten, they tend to show up on a very unlikely spot. Cafe the Blacksmith's Arms, which used to... Did we talk about that? The Blacksmith's Arms? That sounds familiar. Is that one of the...
Not tonight, but...
No, not tonight. Remember. I think we did, because I was thinking it was my pick. Anyway, let me go ahead and finish that. Are you looking that up, Nate?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
I think we did. It's something arms.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, the Blacksmith's Arms, which used to be a forge, is haunted by a Cavalier King Charles dog. Okay. Forge is haunted by a Cavalier King Charles dog on the upper floor. The Daring Arms, a pub that used to be a hunter's house, the ghost of an elderly woman is often seen. She loves to sit at a table near the window while she peers out rather dreamily. Her body is as solid as yours and mine, so she looks like one of the regular guests. Even though her outfit is a little outdated, when you talk to her, she'll disappear.
Ooh.
I think that's a totally cool thing if you see an apparition and it looks like flesh and blood, like, you know, solid, not you don't see through them. I think that would be cool. Like, you really think it's a real person.
Like, touch them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I touch it?
And then they disappear.
The closest thing we have done with black in the name is Black Swan Inn.
Yeah, I remember that.
That is San Antonio.
Right. But I think, I thought we did something with arms. But I swear it was because it was a pub that I'm thinking of, but I guess not.
Let me look up arms.
Yeah, see it. Because you're doing it by Spotify, right?
Yeah.
Is that how you can? Yeah. I wish
King's Arms Tavern.
King's Arms there Tavern. You okay. Go.
That is in Virginia.
Ah, okay. All right. I knew we had talked about something close to it, but okay. Different
these
place.
Arms.
These arms. Oh, wait. These eyes.
Did we talk about the old Pluckley Mill?
Uh-uh.
I still want to say Pluckley, but I'm doing good saying Pluckley.
That's Pluckley. Right.
The old Pluckley Mill may have been destroyed by a fire in 1939. The old miller still roams the premises. He appears as a dark shadow, but he doesn't bother anyone. Near the mill, a gypsy woman died. She was always by the side of the road selling watercress. What's that? Watercress? You know what that is? I've never heard of it.
Man, I've heard of it. I can't remember if it's a flower or... Yeah, let me look at
water.
It up.
Yeah, it's one word, water, and then C R E S S. I've never heard of it. Anyway, she liked a good drink and smoked a pipe. That's funny. One day she fell asleep while smoking. She accidentally set herself on fire. Ooh, she still haunts the remains of the mill. People also claim to have seen a phantom carriage, black horse, gallop in front of it. Ooh, man. Set herself on fire?
Ugh. It's a seed. I was going to say, I think it's a spice.
A species of aquatic flowering plant in the cabbage family.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. As I said,
I thought I've heard it like in cooking shows.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why I've never heard it, because I don't watch cooking shows. Huh. Okay. I learned something.
I put it in and it went to assisted living facilities. It went underwater.
It's a nice place.
Water crest crest.
Gotcha. I was like, why did it pull up a...
assisted living facility. What?
I'm like, I didn't know they had those back then.
It is one of the oldest known leaf vegetables consumed by humans.
Oh.
Salad, anyone?
See what the creepies get? They get all kinds of information. Oh,
education. Yeah,
relatives such as garden cress, mustard, radish, and wasabi.
Everything I don't like.
Wasabi.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Nate.
Yeah. No problem.
That's what he's here for. To edumacate us.
I was like, I don't know what that is, but okay. Still a creepy story.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the phantom carriage.
That is cool.
And black horses galloping in front of it. So Pluckley has not disappointed so far.
No. And
what else you guys have?
I know, of course, we'd love to go. I mean, it just seems like a quaint little place there in Kent.
With a lot of spookiness.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the most haunted village around, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
According to them, but.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they've got a pretty good, I think it's fair. I think you could probably agree.
Yeah. And what'd you say? It said 12 to 14 ghosts. Is that what it said?
Yeah. Through the town. Yeah.
We landed on 13 though, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It says Pluckley is crowded with ghosts. The ghost stories have been around for centuries and many of the sightings include the same ghosts. St. Mary's Church appeals to the imagination of being haunted. This church was bombed during World War II. Luckily, nobody got hurt during the attack. Might this place be the only not haunted place in Pluckley? So there might be one place that doesn't have a haunting. I don't know. I would think, yeah. Well, nobody got hurt or killed, so that's a good thing.
Even though the reputation of the woods has been in the public domain for a substantial number of years, the area really hit the headlines back in 1948.
Mm-hmm.
A few days before Guy Fawkes Day that year, 20 bodies were discovered in the middle of the forest. Just over half of them were children, Lights were reported on Halloween, the assumed night of the massacre.
Yeah.
No cause of death could be determined. The investigation only lasted a matter of weeks, and a verdict of carbon monoxide poisoning was ruled as the true cause of death.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep.
That's crazy. How, was it because they're around a fire?
I don't know, man.
So, I don't know. But I mean, I've been around numerous fires.
I've never
succumbed to carbon monoxide.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, that is very weird.
There was a somebody that went to visit the Screaming Woods, and I'm assuming that he's from England because it says, so yesterday, me and my mates decided to go to Pluckley, most haunted village in England, supposedly. It was a lovely little town, and we had a nice time in the village itself, after which we made our way to the Daring Woods, nicknamed the Screaming Woods. And I will say, as far as forests go, it was a beautiful place with lush green fauna in a dense landscape, but beyond the beauty of the forest, a darker and more sinister look to us. 1948, 20 dead bodies you're talking about were discovered in the woods, make it very haunted, supposedly. We pulled up outside in the car park. I have a feeling this guy's kind of a skeptic. We pulled up outside in the car, got out, we walked around the gates to the entrance, and a man with a dog walked past us. But my friend was convinced he saw a woman walking the way we would soon go. No one else saw her. Keeping in mind, my friend is a very honest and trustworthy guy. We kept walking deeper and deeper into the woods till the path we were on became overgrown and signs of human activity seemed to dwindle faster and faster. We then kept hearing what was a woman mumbling off in the distance. Weird, but not paranormal. We hiked deeper and deeper, and we were off trail now in the deepest part of the forest. This was when we asked, "Is anyone there? Please make yourself known." And I couldn't lie about this. If I tried to, all my friends heard it. We heard a woman, maybe 30 or 40, whisper something unintelligible about 30 or so meters away from us. We all froze and our hearts sunk. We just made a beeline for the trail, not knowing we were running deeper. He's English, so there's a lot of English speak, and I'm trying to clean it up. Deeper and deeper again. We were lost at that point and feeling uneasy. Uneasiness set in for all of us. Constant thumps off in the distance, and whispers seemed to get more frequent. We wanted to get out at this point, and so we kept searching for the exit while we were convinced we were being followed. We made it out, and we're all okay, but it was definitely a scary experience. So this guy went from a skeptic to not so much. It says, so just to clear up, there was no one in the woods with us. The guy who drove us there stayed in the car for the 3 hours we were gone, and no one entered those woods whilst we were there. And the man with the dogs left an hour after we went in. So that's pretty creepy.
Quite an experience.
Mm-hmm. To add to the 20 bodies that were discovered back in 1948, well, in 1998, another four people disappeared from the woods.
Uh-oh.
All four were students from college and visited the forest. Residents of Pluckley reported seeing a strange sight. It was described as figures of light resembling a spider's web.
Oh.
Like the previous investigation, it ended within a month of beginning. All four were never found.
Wow. That's crazy.
Wonder what that was all about.
No kidding. For college students?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So definitely.
Do we want to go? No.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if I want to go now.
I was like, definitely don't want to go by myself.
Three podcasters.
Yeah.
Go to
walked into the woods.
I don't like the
what's never the punchline? To be seen again. Yeah.
No doubt. That just means we'll take Aaron.
Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah.
Professional to help us and. Austin, anything else on the Pluckley Screaming Woods or Screaming Woods of Pluckley?
I would love to go. Of course,
I would too.
To go to England in general. But
did we see how big of an area it is?
I do not know.
It's not too terribly big. I looked it up on the map.
Did you?
And
I was wondering what the acreage would.
Yeah, was. I didn't see what I didn't look up what the
big acreage enough to get
was,
lost in. Apparently,
yeah,
yeah,
for a minute.
That would be terrible to me.
I'd probably get lost in a minute and stay lost.
It's
for a
probably
long time.
From the size of it, it's probably like half the size of a decent sized town.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it's decent sized.
Let's see if we can't.
The woods themselves have been featured.
Here it
been,
is.
Been a feature since medieval times and even got mentioned in a doomsday book.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
An assessment of the area was commissioned by the Woodland Trust in 1999, and conclusions from the study suggested the woods were once much larger than the current area. Hmm. You don't say. This is likely due to deforestation over the centuries. Yep, that happens.
So I looked it up, and it says the Screaming Woods of, in England covers roughly 310 acres. It forms part of a much larger 3,000-acre complex of ancient woodland spanning the parish boundaries of Pleckley. So 310 acres. Hmm. Yeah, not like huge, massive, but...
Yeah. It's big enough.
Big enough to get lost.
Get lost.
Get
lost. You walk in any direction.
Yeah.
You'll get out eventually, but
that's
keep going, right?
That's one thing I'd hate to just get lost, period. You know, when you're like in a town or a city you're not comfortable with. But at least you're in your car. But if you're walking in woods, you know, or in like a forest or something like that and you get lost, that's a whole new ball game. That does terrify me. I don't want to do that. So,
not for you, huh?
Not for me. So we'd have to take enough people that know how to get us out, because it won't be me. I'd have to leave like, the Brady Bunch. Remember the episode when he leaves popcorn?
Yes.
Through the caves in Hawaii. That would be me. I'd have to make sure I have popcorn with me. What else we got on Pleckley?
So they're saying,
I love this place, man.
They discovered evidence of a one-time thriving settlement.
Oh, really?
In the woods. A primitive irrigation system, pits were unearthed, and even wood banks and boundaries. Such a discovery of this nature may even hint at a potential colony or neighboring settlement. Who went to all this trouble to open... is open to speculation. Mere outlaws of Robin Hood's ilk would not likely go to all this trouble. So there must have been a prolonged presence deep in the woods at one time.
Mm.
Did you see that? They're making a new Robin Hood movie with Heath Ledger that is the aged Robin Hood, and it's kind of like the darker side, you know, or like, it's, I don't know. It looks kind of cool. He's playing all like the old, you know, he did like
it's not Heath Old Man Ledger. Logan.
Not Heath Ledger.
He's dead.
Hugh Jackman. Sorry. Yeah, I know.
I was like, wait a minute. Australian.
That's right.
I was like, wait a minute. Heath Ledger.
Hugh Jackman. It's AI. Don't worry. They're fine. Yeah. Hugh Jackman. I'm so sorry. I'm sitting here thinking Hugh Jackman in my head. Did that help? Nope.
This website I'm looking at, here are the features of the Deering Woods or the Screaming Woods.
Grass. Woods.
Yeah. Leaves. Trees.
Watercress.
It says deer. Parking at the site. Public access, spring flowers, waymarked walk, and broad-leaved woodland. But they didn't say anything about the ghosts and the creepiness.
Well, that's no fun.
That's the main feature, right?
Well, they want people to come visit.
Is that what the... Okay. All right.
Still no fun.
Yeah, it's still...
Boo.
I mean, who wants... Yeah. Who cares about the parking? I actually do like good parking. I'm an old man, yeah. Anywhere I go, I'm like, well, how's the parking? It has many footpaths, too, and a permissive horse route. So if we're on horseback, we can, you know, take our horses. So, yeah, I like this place.
I do, too.
I don't have anything else. If you guys do.
I like going. I like hiking. I like trails. I like the woods. And I love the creepy factor. So, again, I don't think I'd do it by myself. I'm sure Aaron would, but.
she would.
I would totally do, you know, hang out with you guys doing it day or night.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still, it is, when it gets dark.
They would have the flashlights.
Absolutely. Flashlight guy.
I have not been hiking for decades. It's been years and years since I've hiked.
And at night, it's a totally different thing. And then, like I said, when you're in your campground and.
Yeah.
What is it? Raccoon Lake. All the raccoon, the coons are scary enough, and they will. It does feel haunted when they're like running around. So wildlife really can spook the heck out of you.
Oh yeah,
but it could be the Blair Witch.
I know. Out there. Yeah, that's what I think. Mm-hmm. Think of
automatically.
Back in high school, we did a little night hiking trip. For whatever reason, we went down to the Monroe Forest, Hoosier National Forest, mm-hmm. down there.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
And there's a cabin way down on one of the trails that you can hike down to, and mm-hmm. you can actually rent the cabin. It's like a primitive cabin. So we hiked down there, and supposedly, like, there's, you know, like anything like that, like an old witch that supposedly used to live down there, and cult rituals. Yeah. But it was dark. It was sort of spooky.
Oh, I bet.
And it's the same woods that they say Bigfoot wanders around.
Oh, really?
Too. Yeah. I didn't know that at the time.
That's funny.
But, yeah, we're all armed with flashlights and probably about five or six of us. And I was like, this is sort of freaky. So it was like we had a flashlight pointing in every direction.
Austin Lawrence sent me a video. And I think we've talked about this before, or maybe sent it to each other or laughed about it before. But it's the comedian that says, I think the problem with Bigfoot is that he is actually blurry. And so, like, when they take pictures of him, you know, like, how, what are you supposed to do? He's right. already,
he's blurry.
He's blurry.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, that is funny.
Pretty clever. Well, I think we covered that. I think that's mm-hmm. all we got on Screaming Woods of Pluckley.
That's right.
I just like saying Pluckley.
Pluckley. Because
mm-hmm. I'm proud that I haven't botched mm-hmm. it up yet. Mm-hmm. Pluckley. Well, I hope the creepies enjoyed that. Nate, I'll let you pick first. What do you think Sean's got for us?
Moment.
Moment?
Yeah, I'm feeling a moment.
I got it right last time. I'm gonna say Dark Side.
It's a moment.
Oh, crap. Dang,
<God. laughs> This is Lord Huron and his Meet Me in the Woods. I figure that's...
I have heard of Lord Huron, but I don't know about...
They are a good band, and when I was looking up songs, I'm like, oh, I gotta do a Lord Huron one. So it's a feel-good song. They create really good ones, but I took a little journey to the unknown, and I've come back changed. I can feel it in my bones. I messed with forces that our eyes can't see. Now the darkness got a hold of me. Oh, the darkness got a hold of me. How long, baby, have I been away? Oh, it feels like ages, but they say it's only days. There ain't language for the things I've seen. Yeah, and the truth is stranger than all my dreams. The truth, is stranger than all my dreams. Oh, the darkness got a hold of me. I have seen what the darkness does. Say goodbye to who I was. I ain't ever been away so long. Don't look back. Them days are gone. Follow me into the endless night. I can bring your fears to life. Show me yours and I'll show you mine. Meet me in the woods tonight. The truth is stranger than all my dreams. Oh, the darkness got a hold of me. I have seen what the darkness does. Say goodbye to who I was. I ain't ever been away so long. Don't look back. Them days are gone. Follow me into the endless night. I can bring your fears to life. Show me yours and I'll show you mine. Meet me in the woods tonight.
Hmm.
So this is not just a light side. This is, no, I was kidding. Mm-hmm. But it is. I like just it's a fun song and it's a feel good song. And there is something about getting out in nature and just, you know, enjoying somebody else. And mm-hmm. it's fun. So I like Lord Huron. So if you've never heard them, you need to definitely go do that. It says, the song is about a guy who looked into the abyss and came back a changed man. Thus the lyrics, I have seen what the darkness does. Say goodbye to who I was. The whole idea seems to be that there are some experiences in life that change you so completely that your old personality sort of fades away to be replaced by something different and still your own. It's a really beautiful song and presumably reminds other people in addition to me that there are some things that really do matter or for lack of a better word. Mm. So I like that.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Nice.
Good job.
You like that little feel-good moment? You're wrong, but...
Yeah, I was wrong.
It's okay. You're like, I admit it. It's fine.
That doesn't feel
good. Leave me alone, Sean.
My streak has ended.
Dang it.
All right. Well, thank you, Sean. Shout-outs. Mm-hmm. We are two shout-outs. Sean, do you have any shout-outs?
Shouting out Nate like I always do. Nate helped me out of a huge bind. We're doing some edits with the book, and the children's book is now a go, thanks to this gentleman right here. Aaron and I had been getting the last finishing touches, and we were having difficulty with the formatting and editing and communicating, since she and I are such a long distance. And Nate's like, I don't know how to do it, but I'll do it. And so he spent several hours on Sunday and helped me out. I learned a lot. He learned a heck of a lot. And not to ever do a children's book again, but it is really, really awesome. And my heart was full. I left here and I told him, I'm like, you have no idea how much I appreciate this. His sister had car problems. There was all this stuff that came
up. Oh, gosh.
And poor Nate. I told him, I said, Nate, like, this can wait. Like, if we can do this another time. He goes, nope, we're good. And he just, like, was on task with me. And so I'm like, dude, are you sure you want to be my friend?
So, yeah, I would think about this, Nate. I
mean, so the book, you know, shout out to Nate. The book's out. I couldn't be happier. And so, yeah, it's awesome.
Shucks.
Oh, shucks.
I'll pee, Shaw.
Yeah, I'll pee, Shaw. That's funny. But no.
Nice.
I appreciate you both. Trust me. You guys, I'm here because of both of you. But yeah, Nate. So my truck went into the hole and he got me out of the hole.
That's cool.
It was very cool.
Nice.
What about you, Nate? Any shout outs?
Mm-hmm. My shout outs are to my lovely aunt and cousin and one of her daughters from Colorado. They stopped by my parents.
That was that night.
Did you guys get
there? That
night, yeah. We went to have dinner at my parents.
How was the spaghetti bake?
Oh, it was good. We came home with an empty dish. Yeah, so
that's very good.
Everybody was like, "How do you make this? This is awesome!" I was like,
"That sounds good."
Cook some noodles, dump some charred spaghetti sauce in it, throw some mozzarella and parmesan in it, and bake it.
There you go. Yep,
that's awesome.
But no, they came visit. It was a nice visit. They usually come through. They either stop on their way to Michigan or on the way back from Michigan to head back out to Colorado about once a year. So it was nice to catch up with them. It was nice. Me and my Aunt Lori, we had a good conversation. She's like, "You're still doing the podcast, right?" And I'm like, "Oh, yeah." And she's like, "What do you think about aliens?"
Oh.
So we got a whole alien topic. Yeah. And So we had a good conversation.
Does she listen to our podcast?
No, she doesn't listen to it. But, but no, we got into, like, on top of aliens, just like black holes and the size of things compared to others. Like, you know, we think Earth is huge, but it is like minuscule to other things.
Yeah. It's like a marble to a basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So we had a good conversation.
That's cool. Fun.
I introduced somebody. It was a patient of mine, so I won't mention names except her and her family. I introduced her to Greenwood Happy Haunts. She'd heard of it, but she's never been there. She's going to go. And I let Scott know. And then I introduced her to our podcast, and I introduced her to Evil Never Dies because she loves horror movies. I'm like, you love our buddies. So I told Brett, and he's like, "Thanks, man. I appreciate you. You know," he's like, "Spread the evil love." I will.
Yeah, they did one of my episodes. I gave him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then actually the last episode they did wasn't my pick, but
let's be honest.
Stakeland. I love the movie Stakeland. I love that. The second one's good. First one is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. Pumpkinhead.
Carl hates Pumpkinhead, by the way. He's like, the thing's not even a pumpkin.
Not a fan.
He is not a fan of Pumpkinhead. No. That's funny. So, well, good shout out.
I had the same thought when I watched it. I mean, it's Pumpkinhead. Let's watch this. And I was like, how's pumpkin?
Yeah.
Where does that come into play?
I mean, it's a cool looking creature.
It's weird.
Do you have any shout outs?
I do. Shout out to Dr. Imbergia of Imbergia Orthodontics and his entire staff for taking care of Elijah's braces. He got them off today.
Nice.
Officially.
Awesome.
So he has done my braces, Olivia's, and Elijah's.
Nice.
So, yeah, we've gotten
good
business.
You guys are done,
right? But he is the best. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And great staff.
The picture of Elijah holding him
in his arms is hilarious. So Dr. Imbergia, every time a patient gets their braces off, he always has a picture taken with them, and then they put it on the wall, and then it lasts for, and then they, you know, take them down, I don't know, maybe after a few months. So the picture today that, or my ex-wife sent me, she's like, "Hey, Elijah got his braces off." And I'm like, "Awesome." And I look at it, I'm like, oh my gosh. So my son is holding his orthodontist.
Like a baby.
Yeah, like a baby. Just holding, you know.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. So that'll be the picture, I guess, that go up on the wall. I don't know.
That's funny. So better be.
That's a good one. So yeah, shout out to Emberge Orthodontics. I don't think any other shout outs. My daughter's in Florida for a week with a friend of her and her family. Yeah.
Where in Florida?
I asked her at her graduation party and she said, I know it's on, how'd she say it?
The golf said.
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to think. No, that it's either Destin or Panama City.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But what?
Yeah.
That's sort of the same area.
But she didn't say golf area. She she said something else. So I looked it up. I'm like, oh, is it Destin or Panama? She goes, oh, yeah, I think it's that.
Gulf of America side.
Gulf of America.
That's right.
So
I forget that, actually.
That's right? My shout outs.
Nice.
That's all I got. It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So moving on to the sponsorship, Nate.
Hey, Creepies. Do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings.
Thank you, Greenwood Happy Haunts, for your sponsorship. We love you. Thanks, Scott and Corey.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Great place.
When's the next
festival? Visit them.
It's awesome.
The next event.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look that up. Let's bore the creepies while I look that up.
Oh, no, that's my
talk amongst yourselves.
My patient.
I want to go get a burrito.
It's coming up. I mean,
I was telling her about the expo, and she goes,
Nate wants the burritos.
Are they going to have another expo? And I said, I think
they have a bunch of things coming up.
But they have festival. I told her, I said, they have tons of festival. I said, you know, you go there, you get a list of them, or you can look them up online. So
okay, so Saturday, July 11th, they have their summer psychic fair.
Mm-hmm.
Then Saturday, August 29th at 11 a.m. They all started at 11. At Saturday, August 29th, they have their Greenwood Happy Haunts anniversary vendor fair.
Ooh. Nice.
Yeah.
How many years has it been for?
I think it's four.
4 years,
I think. Yeah, I think so. Then Saturday, September 12th, they have Paranormal Fest 2026. Mm. On October 3rd, Witch's Bell DIY class. I've seen them post pictures like they do, they make witch's brooms and just different crafts.
Which
is which. And then lastly, October 17th, the Halloween vendor fair. Nice. So they've got five things coming up at least once a month.
Busy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I
burritos.
I am interested in
that's all you're thinking.
Nate. I'm interested in going to their anniversary. I'd love to go to that.
Yeah, I would too.
Mm-hmm.
The Paranormal Fest and the Halloween vendor fair. Mm-hmm. So
yep.
DIY class, not so much, and I'm not the psychic fair. But yeah. So the other three though, I'd like to go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. They've always got stuff. They even do one in December. They have a lot of vendors like inside. They do like a Christmas one.
Mm-hmm. Merry Krampus.
That's just not on there. Huh?
That's right.
Merry Krampus.
Merry Krampus. Yeah. That's right. All right. Well, we do. We love them. Go check out Greenwood Happy Haunts in Greenwood, Indiana. You'll love the store and you'll love the people. Scott and Corey are awesome. Sean, second announcements.
I got them over here. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some.
You know that the all the pleading and the begging that I've done on some of the episodes. And I even posted about a week ago something about, you know, hey, please, please, please give us a review or a rating or both. No, we haven't gotten any. it's all for naught. It's like
crickets.
We're still at 75. So, and that was about a month ago. We got the 75 because we were at 74 for like a year and a half or 2 years. And then finally got that 75. And then I thought, okay, we'll start seeing 76, 77, 78. Uh-huh. No, that's not happening. But that's all right. We love our creepies anyway.
Yeah.
I'll keep begging though. All right. Well, Nate, it's your turn to help us out here.
pluckily, we got through this episode.
Oh, boy.
That's a wrap.
That's it.
For some reason, I should have known that was what he's going to say. And he surprised me. I didn't even think about pluckily. You're right, though. Pluckily, we got through it, right? Oh, Nate. Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 276 and our discussion on the Screaming Woods of Pluckley, England. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.